This is a Collider.com audio interview.
It was a dark and stormy night on the bad side of crime town. I looked out my window. I saw lightning and thunder all over the place. Crack-a-boom! A very handsome, manly Ice King detective was in his detective office going over his crime files. So many crime files, so many cases to solve. Ooh, what a life I lead solving all these zany crime capers, eh, Gunter? Yeah, Gunter, I'm like a little child mowing lawns to buy candy, except instead of lawns, I'm mowing criminals. Instead of candy, I'm buying respect. I'm buying your respect, Gunter, you hear me? Look at me when I'm talking to you. Just then, a foxy dame walked into the room. She was crazy foxy, like a fox, like a real fox. Oh, Gunter, it's a fox. Run for high ground. Wait. Just a rat, Gunter. Hey, Gunter, get the frying pan. Wait. It is a lady. It's an actual foxy lady.
Hello, Ice King. It's me, Bimo. Last week you said I could borrow your bathroom. And now I am here. May I borrow your bathroom?
Get out of here, doll. I only take cases from sweet-talking blondes.
But last week you said...
Come on, Bimo, will you role-play a sweet-talking blonde for me? Jeez.
Please, detective, my bathroom was shot down by my lover in a jealous crime of passion. Can I use your bathroom now?
Detective? She won me over with her accent. Sure, sweetheart. It's three doors down on the left. Don't touch my magazines. And use the normal soap, not the perfume soap.
Thank you.
I was inexplicably aroused. The blonde's name was Aileen. I used to see her work in the night shift downtown. She laid on pianos and ate peanuts. Sometimes she sang covers of pop songs. Aileen had it good. She was dating a very expensive astronaut. I wonder what she was doing in my bathroom. I decided to ask her. Aileen! Hey, Aileen, what you doing on there? Aileen! Aileen!
1 minute!
I decided to make myself a pineapple juice while I waited. Now, you know, pineapple juice is delicious.
I'm done!
Aileen, what's troubling you, doll? Of all the detective agencies and all the crime towns in the world, why'd you have to walk into mine? I mean, honestly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Words continued to spill out of her speaker like unwanted candies from a malfunctioning gumball machine until she finally clammed up and put her lips to better use. Mwah, mwah, mwah,
mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm not kissing you. You are kissing your hand.
She told me she had a new crime case to solve, a real intense mystery. It was the case of the missing large jewels. I threw back the rest of my pineapple juice and said, I'll take the case. She gave me one last kiss. It was out the door.
I'm still here. I didn't kiss him.
Kissing her was amazing, but it was no big deal. As a detective, I catch the attention. Part of the job. Never fall in love with your clients. That's rule number one. Once you fall in love, they'll always be next to you. That's rule number two. They'll be strapped to you with a love strap. They might get hit with a stray ninja star, a poison tip sword. Then you'll be lugging around her poisoned out body, slowing you down. You know those love straps never unbuckle. They never, never unbuckle. Yeah, you're right, Gunter. I need to start finding some clues. And I know just where to get some. Finn and Jay's treehouse. I'll take the sports car.
What's Ice King doing?
It looks like he's pretending to drive a car.
Something wrong with the side view mirror here. Adjust. There we go, Finn. Hey, man, did you steal anything recently? Anything large?
No. Man, you know I've never...
Jake, did you steal some jewels, maybe? Diamonds, anything?
No.
All right. Hey, you know, I'm going to take a quick look through your house just to make sure, okay?
What? No, man.
They told me it was fine to go into their house, so I don't like it.
Ice King, I said no. You can't go into our house.
Too late. Hey, what's that in your refrigerator? Smells like holiday stuffing.
Oh, he put his nose in my turkey.
Where'd you get the turkey, Jake? Can I see a receipt?
Would you get out of here?
A hollow turkey. Perfect hiding spot for large jewels. Finn and Jake thought they could fool me by saying they didn't steal the jewels, but you can't fool a detective. And I'm a detective. An awesome detective.
Who's he talking to about detectives?
Hey, guys, can I eat some of your turkey?
Of course not, man.
Finn said, yeah, eat whatever you want. So my cool fedora. I decided to take the turkey into the kitchen for carving. I drove my car to the kitchen. Oh, man, would you believe it? My car stalled.
I said, never mind!
Yeah, give me some punches.
Ow! Oh, God! No! Okay, okay.
Can I at least get a bag of dark meat for the road?
No!
Ow! Okay, okay. Ow! Quit it! Finn and Jake's house was a dead end. This crime case was turning out to be more difficult than I imagined. When I heard the large jewels were missing, I figured they'd be within driving distance. But now, I don't know. They could be further away. Might have to get into a boat or a plane. Yeah, plane. I needed info, so I decided to pay a visit to Old Mac at Old Mac's Bar and Grill. I took my plane there. Hey, Mac. Old Mac. Good old Mac. Hey, you good old Mac.
Who are you talking to?
What am I talking to? Good old Mac.
Stop calling me old.
Oh, Mac. Good old Mac.
I am not old. I am young, and you know it.
Always with the jokes and gags, Mac. So wise and old. Hey, how many jokes do you know, old Mac? Tell me a joke. I've had a long, hard day being a detective.
Ice King, you are really lame and annoying. It's not attractive.
Come on, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke, Lee. I know you got a good one.
Okay. A man and an alligator walk into a bar and grill. Uh-huh. The man asks the waiter if the restaurant caters. So the alligator says, I'll have what he's having. And the man says, I didn't order anything yet. And the alligator says, oh, you didn't say I'll have the waiter? Then the man says, I said cater. Also, alligator sort of rhymes with waiter and cater.
Yeah. Old Mac's joke was terrible, but I needed to butter his bread, so I yipped it up like he was the reincarnation of Funny Ribs Callahan. Oh, Mac, you still got it. If only you could bottle that sense of humor, the world would be filled with drinkable laughter and not other things like sitting in the shower and crying.
Thanks. I've been working on new material, mostly alligator jokes.
Alligator jokes. You really have something there, Mac. Hey, you seen any jewels around here? Come on, old Mackie. What's the word on the street, you old spinster? What's the cake in the oven, you old horn honker? What's the bird on the wire, you old cheese turner?
Ice King, if you're not here to hit on me, I'm going to call Finn and Jake to arrest you.
Old Mac was playing hardball. He went into the back room to use his old phone.
I'm not old. Yeah, hi, Ben. Ice King's being annoying.
Who was Mackie talking to in there? I must have tipped him off that I was on the trail of the large jewels, and now he's ramming me out to the jewel thieves. I have to run in there and stop him. But what if old Mac has an old gun? I'll have to punch it out of his gross old hands before he can use it. Mackie, hang up that phone.
Yeah, he's here now.
Hang up the phone, Mackie boy. Hang it up like you know what's good for you.
Now he's yelling at me. It's so annoying.
Don't pull out your old gun, Mac. Don't pull out that old gun.
What gun? What are you saying?
Hi-ya! Hey, drop it. Drop it. Drop the gun.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Uh-oh. Yes, old Mac's ancient hands released the tired grasp on the antique revolver. I picked up the phone. the thieves had already hung up. Wait. Wait. What's that sound?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, well, old Matt couldn't hear the sound because of his disgusting, pruny old ears. It was the dial tone on the other end of the phone line. Yeah, yeah, I recognized that dial tone anywhere. Which meant I knew who had stolen the large jewels.
Shut your hole, Ice King!
All right, come on, Ice King, you reached your crazy quota. We're going to the Candy Kingdom. Gonna put you in a jail cell made of jello or licorice or something. Whatever it is, it'll be made out of candy.
Oh, Finn, Jay, pick, glob your hair. Ice King punched me in my pretty young face.
I want that as a ringtone.
Guys, I know it wasn't you who stole the Lord's jewels. I'm gonna go catch the real thief, you guys. You're gonna be so proud of me, you guys. I hopped in my plane and peeled out. Because even when you peel out the sky, you can still hear it.
Dude, you can't run away from us.
No time, I'm flying a plane.
You're just running around and making plane noises.
I feel like that guy from the Police Academy films. The guys were in hot pursuit. They pursued me. Oh, Michael Winslow. The cops were in hot pursuit. They pursued me all the way back to my detective office in the Ice Kingdom. That's where I gave them the slip with my barrel rolls.
Also here. Also, I am still here.
Angeline, you sweet-talking blonde. You never left my pad. You do love me.
No.
Emo, what are you doing here?
Hanging out.
Alright, show's over, Ice King. Jake's gonna take you downtown to the dog pound. I don't mess around when my mom's in town and she's sitting in the night. Comfortably, put your hands in the air for my mommy. If you're sitting in the audience comfortably, put your hands in the air for my mommy.
I'm gonna go use the bathroom real quick.
Okay.
Okay, guys, wait. It was Gunter. Gunter stole the large jewels. See them? They're right in there, in the frying pan.
Wah, wah. Those are potatoes, man. Gunter's making hash browns.
Those aren't jewels?
No, man. Potatoes. What, those are potatoes.
But not potatoes can't be jewels?
No.
What the? Hey, there are large jewels in your toilet. Did you steal these jewels and put them in your toilet?
No, ew, no.
Why'd you put them in your toilet?
I didn't. Guys, I swear it wasn't me. Oh, it was Beemo. Beemo did it. Beemo's the one who gave me the case in the first place. She's the one who borrowed my bathroom.
How dare you taint my name with that trash talk? This old man to the licorice jail.
You got it, Beemo. Finn, grab his other arm, will you?
Yeah, you're going away for a long time, Ice King. Beemo, can you take the large jewels back to wherever the Ice King's going from?
Yes, Finn.
No! It was a frame job, I tell you. A setup. Let go of me. Beemo stole the jewels, I tell you. I tell you, it was Beemo.
Bye, Finn. Bye, Jake.
Bye.
Bye, Ice King.
Hehehehe.